If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And you can also find us at ST for Saint, stanthonyalston.org. That's stanthonyalston.org. So anyway, we're talking about this understanding of the spiritual life as we look at it through some of the Spanish mystics and some of the ancient ideas of Catholic spirituality. Well, actually, Christian spirituality. All Catholics are Christians. Not all Christians are Catholics. We understand that. And, you know, some other Christian faiths do not believe in the spiritual tradition that we do. They believe in spirituality, not the spiritual tradition we do. But that's all part of who we are as Christians. But what I'm talking about this week is taking a look at our spiritual life and maybe looking at it within the context of what is our spiritual life about. So one of the focuses I had this week was understanding that if you do not feel anything when you are praying, that means nothing. It doesn't mean anything if you don't feel anything when you are praying. And many of the saints would talk about what we call a dry period or a dry prayer, where they didn't feel anything when they were praying. It doesn't mean anything. Because as St. John of the Cross explains, you're being drawn by the Lord away from understanding His presence and your existence within a material reality into a spiritual reality. So maybe a good example is a question I always ask people when I start to explain some principles here. And I always say, are there angels in the room where you're standing right now? Now, there's basically one of two answers people will give, no and yes. And some will give a maybe, which kind of will put in with the yes. And there's a reason for that. So if you say, no, there's no angels, I don't see any, angels don't exist, then what they're saying, or just saying, I don't see any here, what they're saying is all that exists is what you can see. All that exists is perceivable to you. And if you can't perceive it, then it does not exist. And that's the materialist position. So I would explain that you don't believe in angels because you don't believe in anything that exists beyond our ability to perceive. And now you can turn around and say, well, obviously I can't see Pluto, but I believe it exists. But with the right tools, you can. That's the important thing. Whereas even if you have the right tools, you're not going to see angels, because all the tools we use are for use in the material world, and angels are in the spiritual world. Now, if you say either yes or maybe, then you are open to the reality that all that exists is not all that we can perceive. There is more that we cannot perceive and that we believe exists. Now, another thing that may go through is if you're turning around and saying, I don't feel anything when I pray, we believe that everyone has a guardian angel. Do you ever have any experiences with your guardian angel on a regular basis? And the answer is probably no. But we still believe in a guardian angel, just because we don't see or experience him or her, it doesn't necessarily mean the angel does not exist. Now, I know for some people, they're going to, well, that's it, I'm not talking angels, that's crazy stuff, because they are strict materialists, so they don't understand any of that. But you see, that's one of the aspects. We believe in a universe that is bigger than our ability to perceive it. And if you're looking for a scientific discipline that would teach that, it's called the discipline of evolution. It's literally part of the teaching of evolution. So when you understand it within that concept, that the universe is bigger than our ability to perceive it, then you're beginning to understand that reality of spirituality. So you may not, and chances are you don't, feel anything that can be connected to the spiritual realm, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Maybe this isn't the best example, I suppose, but someone says that tides are caused by the moon. So the only evidence we see of tides is high and low tide, but its relationship to the moon, we see absolutely no evidence of that whatsoever unless we have the right instruments. Well, it's kind of along those lines. We believe in a spiritual reality, but we don't necessarily see its impact in our lives except in certain ways, such as how people behave or how people react. We can talk more about this on the other side of the break. Listening to St. Anthony Parish, the voice of St. Anthony Parish, in fact, from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com and stanthonyallston.org. Hey, I got a suggestion for you. If you ever want to attend Mass here at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, first of all, you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. So feel free to come. And that's our chanted Mass, by the way. So if you're looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure about how to basically go to one to experience if that is your church, well, you again have that standing invitation that allows you to do just that. But I also want to invite you to do something else. You don't want to contribute yet. You're saying, I'm not ready to contribute. I just don't want to sit there hands hanging. What's the expression, hands hanging? That means you're just with nothing to offer. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper. And when the collection basket comes by, just drop then right into the collection. That's it. You don't have to put any money. Just put radio on a piece of paper. Drop that into the collection. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. If you put it anywhere else, they're going to go, what in the world is this? So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in at a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation to the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, the chanted Mass, is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, conveniently located just a stone's throw away from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Well, anyway, we're talking about this reality of understanding that this is how we believe, that our spiritual reality is bigger than our ability to perceive it. So even if we're praying, which usually is the case, and we don't feel anything, that doesn't mean anything at all. The evangelicals taught me something. There was a little, you know, they're great for putting out tracts. They're really great. Now, we all know about the Jack Chick tracts that hate Catholics, but we're not talking about those. We're talking about the other tracts from different organizations, and they're really good at that. Well, there was one that shows a train, and I got to tell you, I'm really into trains. One of the things I watch on YouTube is just trains, so I'm really into trains. And it had a three-car train. So you had the car, you know, the engine. Then you had like the coal car, for we'll call it a steam engine, and then you had the caboose. So you have a three-car train, and you have faith, which was the engine. You have fact, which is on which the faith is based, with facts which we've been just talking about, and then you have feeling. And as this track explained, the train can still run without the third car. It still can run. And run fine, no problems at all, because it needs everything it needs in faith and the facts on which faith is based. It doesn't need feeling to be part of this train. It's a great illustration. I thought it was a great illustration. And so it's something for us to keep in mind. And this is what St. John of the Cross taught, that God is always going to lead you away from looking for empirical evidence of his existence so that you're looking for proof to the point where you don't need proof, you know. is an expression I remember hearing when I was part of the church in San Diego, California. And they would say, you know that you know that you know. So, for example, as a Catholic, we have the Eucharist. Now, some people don't believe in the real presence in the Eucharist. Some people, and that's an issue for the Catholic Church, and some people saying, well, we don't know if we believe in the real presence. Well, we believe, and I fully believe that. So I know that I know that I know that I know that I believe in the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. Do I need proof? Do I need to see special proof? Do I need to see, for example, shut off all lights in the church, see if it glows? No, I don't. My belief is more profound than even I would need any proof. That's a powerful thing. So I don't need any proof because I'm now beyond proof into a greater understanding of faith. And that's what the Lord is always calling you towards, away from relying on a material existence, a material proof, into a point where you know. And this is what St. John of the Cross taught. So this second week of Advent is a great time for us to look into that, to understand that. We have one more week of Advent. We actually have technically two, but the second week is only, the one beyond the next week is only 24 hours long. Fourth week of Advent, as I explained earlier, is all different lengths depending on where Christmas falls in the year. And this year, since it falls on Monday, the fourth week of Advent is only 24 hours long. But anyways, this is a good time to look at all of that. You have yourself a blessed weekend, a great third week of Advent, and we will see you on Monday. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.